Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. It's the first Friday of the month. And you know what that means. It means it's the Plant Rant with Sandra the Plant Lady. Say good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. I am well. How about yourself?
Well, I'm good.
With weather like this. It is beautiful. We've had these sunny days. It helps everyone's disposition, I think, a lot.
Helps our attitude a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So what does it do to the person that's into plants and all that? Kind of brings it all inside, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but not necessarily, because this is a great time of the year to go outside and find some treasures to bring in and to do some decorating and things. So around my house, there's been some wreath making going on, and I've discovered a new local gal that I'm going to talk about that has some great do-it-yourself things that she's offering, and I've gotten some inspiration from her, so there's a few things that we haven't done yet that I think we still will. But this is the time we're getting ready. I mean, the holiday seems like it came really quick this year, but
yeah,
it's time to decorate, everybody. So,
there you go.
And nature provides us with all these wonderful, you know, berries and evergreens and
sure,
pine cones and birch bark and all these things that we can go out into nature and gather and then turn into decorations or gifts.
We don't necessarily have to buy a lot of stuff.
No, you don't. But if you want to, so I'm getting ahead of myself, but maybe we'll just go into it. I don't need to go in any kind of order. So there's a local gal, and her business is Prickly Posy.
Oh.
And when she very first got started out her business, it was going to be a wandering do-it-yourself workshop where she would go to, you know, wineries or people's homes or different events and host do-it-yourself. And, the succulents have become really popular. And so in the summer, she'd been doing succulent gardens and having classes and workshops and having it in a way where she's, you know, at different places to do them.
Sure.
And, but now, where we are at right now, she's come up with a new way, and she is doing these do-it-yourself videos, and her Facebook page is Prickly Posy, and she's doing how-to videos, and she's got some great ones out right now. So she's got ice luminaries where you make like a frozen candle holder with what I was talking about, berries and different evergreens and pine cones and things. And she's got a little how-to video to do it yourself to make these ice luminaries.
Okay.
Which, perfect timing, because tomorrow evening in Amory is the light and luminary starting at 5:30, where different neighborhoods are going to have their lights out and town is going to have luminaries.
Yeah.
So there's still time to make your ice luminary, and Jessica can help you out with this, with her do-it-yourself how-to, and you have enough time to get that frozen up, you know, before tomorrow. So,
sure. A good place to start.
Yes, and the other thing that she's doing, because you talked about, you know, going out and gathering things. Well, not everyone wants to do that or has the time. People are, I mean, families are working and schooling and and getting ready for the holidays. So all these things are happening. So Jessica with Prickly Posy has offered do-it-yourself kits for both swags, which is where it hangs down, and then there's the traditional wreaths. She's offering both of those as kits. And you can pick those up at Great Blue Yoga. So there's specific hours. So, folks, if you're interested in this, grab your pen and pencil, which I hope you already have ready. I hope people take notes on the show. But, you know, not everybody's as much of a nerd as I am, so you never know. So you can pick up at Great Blue Yoga Prickly Posy's wreath and swag kits tomorrow, Saturday, December 5th, from noon to 4. Monday the 7th from 5 to 8. Wednesday the 9th, brace yourselves, from 6 till 8 in the morning.
Whoa.
So no excuses if you want to get one of these. And then Friday, December 11th from 9 to 2. And the Great Blue Yoga, their masks are required there. So if you're going to go pick up a do-it-yourself kit. And then what Jessica's offering, if you want, then you can go and look up her videos.
Sure.
And she will give you, like, you know, since she's not able to get out and do classes right now, she's doing these do-it-yourself videos. So you could get all your supplies And then watch her do-it-yourself video.
Sure.
So I just think it was just great. And I've just recently discovered her, and hopefully in the future she'll be able to be a guest on the show at some point.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
It would be nice when we can get back to doing live things, won't it?
Yes. But we'll get there.
We will. It's coming. Slow but sure. But in any case, there's a good idea and a kind of an innovative idea to still do business in the COVID time.
Yes. Yes. And everybody's doing it differently. If you're comfortable and you want to go out in person and do things, also this Saturday, Bergman's Greenhouse is having an event that's being hosted at Amory Ale Works.
Oh, okay.
And it's a pine swag class. So I had mentioned the swags when I was talking about Prickly Posey offering the kits for the swags and the wreaths. Well, Bergman's is having an event at Amory Ale Works. It's this Saturday. It's from 4:30 to 6.
Hmm.
There is an online sign up, or you can contact Amory Ale Works, and that's 268-5226, and get signed up for that. And then that's you make two swags, and then you also get a beverage. So if you're comfortable going out and about, that would be a fun event to go to. And I think they're also having, as part of the holiday stroll this weekend,
oh yeah,
they're having something during the day as well, I think, some kind of boutique or something set up. But,
sure,
of course, I really just wanted to feature the sway class. So if people are wanting to get creative and make some seasonal decor. But, yeah, so in the theme of the Amory Holiday Stroll, this is kind of going to become a bit of a shopping show today, but 'tis the season, I guess.
It is.
You folks probably have noticed that there's a new business in town, Wildflower.
Mm-hmm.
So Tessa has taken over Indigo Iris.
Yes.
Which is exciting, and I know that there's some great things that are happening there. And one product line that I want to talk about that she's featuring right now is Healing Ways handcrafted aromatherapy products.
Oh.
These products are made by a trained aromatherapist, so they are very high quality and very professionally made. You know, they're professional-grade,
sure,
aromatherapy product. There are aromatherapy sprays, which are great for, you know, room fresheners or mood lifters or whatever that you're needing. There's some that are going to be good for, you know, respiratory health and different things like that.
Sure.
She offers roller balls, which are really nice because you just can put them, you know, behind the ear, and the products are really nice. It's a glass bottle with a metal roller ball, so there's no plastic. The sprays are all in glass bottles.
Wow.
And then perfect for gardeners, Healing Ways also offers a salt scrub, which you can use for all over body, or I love these for your hands when you've been working in the yard. And the salt scrub, you know, it's going to get that dirt off, but it's also going to make your hands nice and soft because it's in a nice coconut oil base that's going to moisturize your skin. And all gardeners know how your hands can get. And then this time of the year, if you're out doing things outside working with your hands, they get cracked and stuff as well. And that, yeah, salt scrub, or where you're working with the pine and there's lots of sap involved with that, which, a tip for people, if you do decide to do some of these wreaths, or, you know, I love to make the decorative urns where you stick the greens in the pot and do some red twig dogwood and all this. They're hand sanitizer, which everyone seems to have plenty of these days. Hand sanitizer will take the sap off of your skin. So when I work with the pine, I come in and I do hand sanitizer first, and then I wash with soap and water. But everyone knows that hand sanitizer can be drying too, so that salt scrub would be great. And there are gift sets, so if people are wanting to, you know, really support the shop local for the holidays, they can go to Wildflower and check out Healing Ways handcrafted aromatherapy products. And I'm sure there's someone on the list that would love a gift set. Maybe
sure
even
there is.
If you're like me, you might want to just get one for yourself.
Might as well be a little selfish.
So, yeah, and this is the time of year, you know, if you have loved ones who've passed, it's nice to do the pots. But the challenge this time of the year is the soil can tend to be frozen. So
yeah.
If you have some pots that you didn't empty out that you had your annuals in, what I like to do, you can, if you didn't do them ahead of time, you can move them inside, get those thawed out, and then go out and get your greens and your red twig willow and maybe some high bush cranberry, and anything really works. Get mm-hmm. a mix of evergreens, and, you know, those are nice. I'll be going actually probably later today to bring one that I've done as a leave as a gift for someone, and also drop one off at the cemetery, and it just makes it nice and some winter cheer. We've got a nice one, a big one I did right outside the door, and it's just nice to still have that. You know, we don't have our flowers out right now, but you can do a lot of things with the evergreens and still
be out there.
And still be out there and
yeah.
still have your entryway look. Even if you're not having company, it's good for our own selves to have our houses look nice. I think more people have been putting up lights and stuff this year.
It seems like, yeah.
It's fun to get out and go and see the holiday lights. And
well, and you know, there's all this talk about not gathering in groups and all that sort of thing. But, you know, you don't have to, your family is one size, right? And you're a group. Why not enjoy getting just the family together?
Yes, yep.
Because maybe this is a good thing in one way. Maybe it'll bring us all together closer as families.
Yeah, and lots of people are getting creative with that, too, and doing
sure.
the Zoom and all of that stuff. Well, if people want to continue their decorating, Abrahamson's in St. Croix Falls has all kinds of stuff. They have ready-to-go wreaths. They have stuff if you want to pick up supplies to do your own or to do the urns. They've got lots of garland. They've got balsam, cedar. They've got one that's like a pine and balsam mix.
Mm.
And then you talked about bringing things inside. They also have a really good selection of houseplants.
Really?
So if you still want to feel like you need some nurturing and some living plants around you, and you can go to Abrahamson's in St. Croix Falls, and you just want to make sure you keep your car warm, and you know, and they'll wrap it up for you in a plastic bag and things. But if you can
sure.
keep that house plant warm from the store to the car and the car to the house,
that'll you know, go a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
House plants, huh? I
yeah.
didn't realize you could buy them yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they've still got, you know, the store set up. And
sure. Well, and there are a lot of people who take care of plants all winter long.
Oh, yes. Well, and even more, like, you know, I bring so many of my things inside, and now I've got more plants in the house at this time of year than I do in the summertime.
It kind of takes up space, though, doesn't it?
Some of them you want to just keep them going. What's that?
It kind of takes up space, though, doesn't it?
It does, but it feels good. It
yeah.
feels good to have these.
Yeah.
Plants.
That makes the house happy, too.
It does. And it's good for the air. I mean,
yeah.
especially when we're going to be inside a lot. I mean, the plants do a lot to clean the air and give us nice, fresh oxygen. And so they're important.
Yes, they are.
Important to have. Well, another exciting thing, I had mentioned this last year, and I had spoke with him again, Dan Powers, who has Wagon Landing
uh-huh.
Tree Farm.
Yep.
Just the nicest gentleman. There's still a few weekends left. They're only open Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 4, and they'll be open through December 16th. They're at 377 East 150th Street, which runs north and south, and it's off of the C that's going to be closest to Star Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were heading on C towards Star Prairie, you'd go north on 150th. And they've doing some cool stuff this year, so they're offering outside payment.
Mm.
They do have their gift shop with limited gifts inside, and they're just letting, like, two people in at a time.
Uh-huh.
They're still going to have their antique tractor out doing wagon rides. And with that, they'll take one family at a time.
Uh-huh. Good deal.
So, and I just thought that sounded cool because that's kind of nice anyway. It's more intimate and
yep.
personal with your own family.
Yep, and
they'll have a
allows the whole family to get out together.
Yes. Yeah, and do something cool and not have to share with anybody.
And you're not giving it away. You're giving it to yourself.
And they have a small fire pit, and then they've improved their outside amenities, so that's not going to be an issue. They've got a Santa workshop set up for kids to sit on, which is a great, you know, photo opportunity.
Ah, sure.
People like to get the family photos.
Yep.
Then they offer a nice selection of Christmas trees, Fraser, balsam, cane and fir, Colorado blue spruce, Black Hill spruce, white spruce. So, and then for folks, he made sure to point this out. He remembered when we talked last year, which I thought was just great. They do offer some pre-cut trees. So if you just want to go and pick up a tree and you don't want to get out and about or you're not able to, you can also pick a tree and tag it, and they'll cut it for you if you want that.
Uh-huh.
And then if accessibility is an issue, they would load it for you if needed.
Okay, sure.
As well.
Wow.
So I just thought that was really kind, and that he remembered that was something that was important that I had asked him about last year. So.
Sure. Well, and that's what I would call that full service.
Yes. Well, and that's why we shop our local places and
our small businesses
because you get to know the people. And, you know, and he had said, you know, they've got a lot of guests who come, you know, every single year. And he said this year there's been a lot of new people. So he wasn't sure if it was just, you know, word of mouth, more people finding out, or if people are just getting outside and doing more outside things. Kind of when I talked to Rick from Glenna Farms, had been saying the same thing, that they have been busier than ever because people are, you know, spending time outside. And maybe people have more time as well.
Well, and I think also because of all of the other stuff, why not stay closer to home? You know,
right.
I mean, that's what shopping local is all about anyway. We should do that year-round, COVID or not, but now's a good time.
Yes. Well, and keep these businesses,
keep these local
folks going.
Absolutely.
So one exciting thing that was new that I didn't know about when I talked to Dan last night at Wagon Landing, they had put in an orchard.
Ooh.
And this was the first year, and it was kind of an experiment. You know, I mean, you have to wait till you have enough fruit. And they actually had some gals from the Amory High School, FFA, that came out and worked in the orchard. And they were open this year for the first time with the apples. And all the proceeds went to the FFA.
Wow, what a good deal.
Yes. So I was excited to talk with him about that. And, of course, you know, I have my orchard connections as well. And it was great. So they're offering, and people can, you know, put a note on your calendar if you've got your calendar for next year for September and make a note to visit Wagon Landing in the fall. They've got Honeycrisp, Cortland, Wolf River, Crimson Crisp, Kinder Crisp, Snow Sweet, and Zestar.
Wow.
Now, the Snow Sweet I know is a newer introduction from the University of Minnesota.
Okay.
The Kinder Crisp and the Crimson Crisp I was not familiar with, so I was really excited to talk to him and ask him questions about those. And then I looked up some information on my own as well. So the Crimson Crisp is a nice long storing apple. It has about 6 months storage time.
Wow.
And remember, folks, always keep your apples in a cool spot or in the fridge. That's how you're going to get that 6 months out of them. And then sort through them once in a while. If you've had a bad apple in there, it's true what they say. So you want to get that guy out of there. And I always just pick the worst ones first when we're processing. We've been making fruit leather and apple bread and apple crisp. And
oh, boy.
I always just find whatever has the bruises or the dings, just use those ones first because they're not going to store as well as your other apples. But anyway, Crimson Crisp, extremely crisp, kind of a small to medium size, and it's kind of like a red over yellow.
Huh.
And then the Kinder Crisp was cool. They're like a snack size, real similar to a Honeycrisp in flavor. The lineage is actually, it's a seedling variety from a Honeycrisp and then an unknown, possibly a crab apple. And it was actually a gentleman, David McGregor at Fairhaven Farms in Wright County, Minnesota, who discovered this Kinder Crisp on his farm. Hmm. And it's kind of an early season apple and then a nice snack size, which can be good. Sometimes those Honeycrisp are so big, yeah. You need a small family to cut into one. So, you know, if you're going to send something for kids for their lunch, you don't want it to take the entire time just to eat the apple out
yeah,
of there.
So. Really? And so is that apple, is that about the size of a crab apple?
Yeah, I think it's larger than that, but it is a snack, smaller. A snack size. But, yeah, it's not going to be, although there's a range of sizes with the crab apples. But, yeah, it would be on the larger end of those.
Okay.
On the small end of the regular. So that was so cool to find out. I didn't know that they had that going on, and it's always fun to learn about some new apple varieties. And
yeah.
And I know Z Orchard, I think I tried the Snow Sweet at his place before, too. And that's what's fun. The different places have different offerings and
sure.
And different reasons to visit. So, and the fact that, like, at Wagon Landing, they were supporting the FFA and
yeah, no kidding.
Helping those kids out and giving them an opportunity. So,
yep.
And I'm sure it works both ways.
Oh, know. Sure. It's good for both sides.
Yes.
That's the kind of local things that really work, is those things that help, each helps the other.
Yes.
It's like keeping our businesses in business.
Yes. It's important, because we'll miss them when they're gone, you know.
Exactly. You know, and unfortunately, the way things are right now and the way it looks, there are many small businesses that can't make it, so everything that we can do to help our small businesses stay, that's just to our advantage.
Yes. Yeah, and like I know, you know, and a lot of places now are offering a lot of online stuff, which is really nice. Even the local businesses, I know
sure.
At Wildflower, she is going to be offering online and like curbside pickup. And I think possibly, and I tried to get a hold of, and Tessa usually listens to the show, so Tessa, thank you for letting me talk about you. I tried to get a hold of you and didn't reach you in time. So usually I don't like to talk about things on the air unless if I've talked with the folks first to make sure that that's okay. But my understanding was that she was also going to try to offer some delivery. And whether that's going to happen or not, I don't know. Like I said, I've not gotten to speak with her directly. But and I just think it's great that there's ways that we can make this work for everybody.
Yep.
So some delivery options, curbside pickup options, things like that, online ordering and all that, even with our local small businesses.
Sure. Small businesses got to survive too, and in a lot of ways they're pretty darn creative.
Heck yes. Yes. Well, it's getting to that time. I'm going in to move into the Latin lesson now, and for the theme of the month, we'll focus on evergreens.
Okay.
And I have to say this has been good because I learned something also by doing this research. It's always gotten on my nerves when people refer to everything as pines. You know, there's spruce, there's fir, there's pines, and everyone refers to all of them, as pine trees.
Yeah.
And that used to drive me nuts. Well, when I was doing my research, I got to thinking about this. And so the pine and the spruce and the fir trees are all in the family Pineaceae. So they are all relatives, and in that regard, I guess they are all pines.
They qualify as a pine.
So I feel better now, and I apologize to anyone who I may have negatively judged in my mind about using the word pine instead of spruce or fir or pine when it's appropriate to be a pine tree. They're all in the pine family. So.
Well, you know, and unfortunately, Sandra, a lot of us never took the time to figure out the differentiation between a fir tree and a spruce tree and a pine tree. I know they're different, but heck, they're all evergreen, so they're pine.
Well, and then there's deciduous evergreens, too, like the larch that loses its needles, and that really gets people confused.
Yeah, so. No kidding.
But I'm going to talk about that a little bit. So a pine tree will always have two or more needles in a group. It's like Scotch pine and red pine have two needles, what it's called per fascicle. So two needles come out of one spot.
Okay.
And a Scotch pine is going to have a short curly needle, and the bark on the tree is going to be this nice orange color, which is how I always remembered it because I thought of it being kind of the color of Scotch. Okay. The red pine is going to be a nice, thick, long-needled pine, also with two in a group. Now, the white pine is going to have a cluster of five needles in a group, and they're a little more delicate. Oh. So that's one way to identify pines versus something else. The spruce trees, the needles go all the way around. So they're going to be all the way around the branch that it comes out on.
Ah.
Whereas a fir tree, the needles are going to be not all the way around. They usually kind of come up and then point up a little bit, but they're kind of flat across the bottom.
Okay.
Like balsam fir would be a good example of that, that they're real flat. And then you have like the Fraser firs where they really come up and they're nice and short and solid. But if you look at them, they're more going to be pointing kind of more upward mm-hmm. and all the way around. And then, you know, the firs and the spruce are going to have single needles. They're not going to have those group needles like the pine trees do.
Okay.
So for our lant lesson today, so Pinus strobus, which is the white pine, and strobus means an incense-bearing tree, which is one of these reasons we love to bring these greens into the house at this time of year, because it makes it smell
nice,
so good. I mean, the wreaths in the house right now are making the house smell so nice, and Ryan and I were both working with the pine for the last couple of months, and you get the sap on your clothes, and it makes your entryway smell really good, because every time you come in the house, it smells like pine. Strobus, an incense-bearing tree. I thought that was very cool. And then the spruce, the genus for spruce is Picea. And I thought this was interesting because, so Abies is the genus for the fir trees. And then there's Picea Abies, which is the Norway spruce. And Abies means like a fir tree.
Okay.
So recognizing those similarities that a Norway spruce's branches are going to be a little bit similar to what a fir tree looks like. And Picea, which is the genus for spruce, is the ancient Latin name of the spruces derived from the Latin word pix, P-I-X, which means pitch, which is that sap and that resin. And anyone who's worked with the spruces and the pines knows how sticky they can be and all that pitch. And a lot of times people say don't burn pine in their wood stoves because of all of that resin that's in there. Things get really sticky. So, and then I had a laugh because, so, Picea pungens, which is the Colorado spruce, pungens means with a sharp point.
Oh.
And when I was in college and we were learning about how to identify pines, spruces, firs, the teacher told us, never shake hands with a spruce. So when I saw that pungens meant with a sharp point, that pretty much summed it up right there. Never shake hands with a spruce because they will poke you.
Boy, I learned a lot this morning, I'll tell you that.
I hope so. I hope everyone is. And I've learned too because I know I've memorized a lot of these names, but I haven't always looked into necessarily where they come from.
Sure.
So Picea glauca, which is the white spruce. And glauca means with a bloom on the leaves. Well, that's that white on that white spruce. That's how it gets its name. So, and then with the fir trees, so that we have Abies, and there's Abies Fraseri, which is the Fraser fir. And that's named for a nurseryman, a Scottish plant collector and nurseryman whose name was John Fraser. So that's one of those ones that is named after a person who maybe identified it originally or whatever.
Sure.
And that one thing I want to mention about the Fraser fir and why we're talking about Christmas trees as well today, the Fraser firs are really popular, and sometimes they can be more expensive. But the reason that those Fraser firs are so popular, they really hold on to their needles.
Yes,
you know, one thing, we bring these living trees in, and man, you've got to keep up with watering them, and you don't want them to dry out. And, you know, if they form that new seal over the bottom, you're in trouble. But the Frasers really hold their needles, which makes them a really great tree to bring inside because it's not going to be as messy, and the needles are a little shorter.
There
the
you
main
go.
Thing, too, I want to remind people, one more thing about your Christmas trees. When you, the best way to get them to really get the water soaked up from that tray is going to be make your cut as fresh as possible before you put it in the tree stand. So even if you cut it at the farm, when you get home or when you're ready to, you know, do it in the tree stand, you know, because sometimes you could bring your tree home and not do it till the next day or something. Just get that fresh cut going. Make sure you cut, well, you know, a quarter inch at least, but half an inch might be better, and get that nice fresh cut and then get it in the stand as quickly as possible. And then don't let that stand dry out, because if your water dries up, it's going to form a seal over the bottom of the tree.
And
so once
anymore.
You have it all decorated, you're not going to be wanting to try to get that cut again. So that's one thing. I like a nice big tray under a fresh tree because I don't want to have to be watering it multiple times a day.
I get it. Sandra, we're out of time.
Oh, it's just too bad.
It just goes that way every time. You have to be a little less interesting, Sandra.
Oh, thanks. Well, I hope people can get out and check out, you know, get to Wildflower, see what they're offering there now. Check out the do-it-yourself with the prickly posy. And if you don't want to do it yourself, go to Abrahamson's, and they've got some really beautiful things ready to go. If you need some social time, got the Amory Ale Works. Anyway, just and get out. We've been blessed with great weather.
Yep,
so,
and
like,
it's going to last a while.
Go to Wagon Landing this year and check out the wagon ride and do some of that stuff. And the luminaries, too, to get to town tomorrow night and look at the lights. I mean, the weather's good. The roads are clear.
It's a great time to be alive.
Yes, exactly. Well, everyone, have happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk next year.
Wow, how about that?
I know.
Thanks, Sandra.
You're welcome, Bob. Thank you.
You too. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
All right, that's our Plant Rant program for this morning. It is 9:32.